Welcome back. This is Declan with you, and I'm joined in studio now by Shirley Smith. And as you know, Shirley comes in once a month to talk about different topics. Anybody who wants to know what Shirley looks like has to have a look at the last episode of Y'all, the Y'all and Middleton News, and you'll see a photograph of herself and her husband Colm in it. That's just if you don't know what she looks like already. Now, Shirley, today this is a tough topic we're going to talk about today. It's a topic that we have to talk about. I mean, it is very, very important. We're going to talk about child-to-parent violence.
Yeah, I mean, this is a particularly tough one, and one that often parents might struggle to open up and talk to somebody about if it's happening in their home.
Yeah, because they would almost feel like they failed as a parent, and they don't want to admit that, or that's very hard to admit. But these things happen.
Yes, and I suppose, like, parenting, as always, is both challenging and rewarding. But sometimes as parents, we experience challenges that no matter what approach we take, it just doesn't seem to hit the mark or lead to positive change. And we feel stuck. Now, child-to-parent violence or abuse is not a topic often talked about, but I suppose it is important to tell parents or let parents know out there that it is more common than people think. So Parentline is the national helpline for parents, and they report that 15% of all of their calls that they receive to the service is child-to-parent violence related.
Terrible figure in one way, but then not a terrible figure for anybody who's going through it to know that they're not alone.
No, and I suppose that is also that 15%, you know, figure is in line with the European average. So basically, I think it's really important, first of all, to let parents who is experiencing child-to-parent violence in their home that they're definitely not by themselves, and that there are places that they can go and talk confidentially without judgment and get help.
Now, how would we actually define it? You know, how would you define sort of, you know, child-to-parent violence? I know sort of we have a rough idea, but it is defined, isn't it?
Well, yeah, there's specific, I suppose, indicators, because, like, it is normal for children and young people to test our limits as parents and present with challenging behaviours at times, you know, have stops or whatever. But there are sort of like key indicators that mark it as different from my child is going through a hard time and expressing themselves through challenging behaviours at the moment. So I'll talk you through some of the indicators because I think that's kind
Absolutely.
Of a key bit. So the first one is physical. So your child may hit you, throw things at you, damage your property, or harm family pets. And obviously, this is at the extreme. It's happening very often, you know. Verbal. So your child may taunt you or call you names, again, in the very often. Emotional. Your child may threaten you with harm to you or themselves if you don't do what they want. They may intimidate you by following you around or relentlessly texting you to get what they want. Financially, they might steal money from you or rack up credit card debt on your accounts, or they may demand a large sum of money if you don't do something that they want. And then there's social. Your child may refuse to go to school. They may be staying out late. They might run away or engage in anti-social behaviour. So if these kind of things are happening to the very regularly in your home, then it's possible that it's child-to-parent violence.
Yeah, I would have thought that harming family pets, though, is on an extreme almost end of it. And I'd be extremely worried in that situation. I'd be looking for help fairly pronto.
Well, yes, or if your child is physically causing you or other members of your household, so other children in the house or whatever, physical injury or destructing property, you know, they're kind of... But there is that psychological stuff as well. So then, if you're a parent and you're... just to kind of further clarify, if you're a parent and you're feeling or you're behaving in the following ways, then it's a bit of a red flag as well. So if you're afraid as a parent to set any limits and boundaries, so afraid to say no, basically, afraid to say no, you can't have or I don't have the money have with your child for fear the child will become verbally or physically abusive towards them, others, themselves. If you feel like you want to avoid being in your child's company, you are afraid your child will physically harm you or other members of your household. You're struggling to recall the last time when you enjoyed time in your child's company, so you feel like you're walking on eggshells to keep the peace at home. You're getting calls or avoiding calls from school due to poor school attendance, or your child is being abusive towards school staff and other children. Your child threatens to call professionals like social workers or Gardaí if their demands aren't met. Like, these are just some, they're not exhaustive, but they are some of the kind of things that would indicate that it's child-to-parent violence we're talking about, or abuse that we're talking about in your home. Generally, as a parent, if you live in fear of violence or abuse, and when I say abuse, it's verbal abuse as well, from your child, to try and keep the peace and fear for the safety of other children or yourself in your home, then you need to talk to somebody. And the difficulty is your average everyday parenting approach doesn't work. There's a specific approach that is needed. That you need to try and get results. And that's the bit that I want to get out there, that there is help out there. You're not going crazy. And as a parent, there is a specific skills or approaches and tips and ideas that you need to know about and learn in order to turn the situation around.
Yeah, and I think it's important for people to know that they're not failing as a parent.
No.
They'd fail as a parent if they don't look for help, in a way, but I think if they actually look for help, they're not failing. They're doing everything they possibly can.
Yes, because obviously, you know, it can escalate to physical safety for you and other children possibly in the house. So the important thing to know, though, about the child who is acting out and is maybe being violent or abusive towards you or themselves or others, is that although they're displaying these violent or aggressive behaviours, they do want a better relationship with you. Children and young people want to feel loved, not rejected or avoided. Okay, so even though you might think there's no way, they're absolutely at the core, every child wants to feel loved by and wanted by their parent. So they need their parent to be confident in setting limits. So every child and young person needs their parent to be able to say no. Because it feels scary for them if they're the ones in charge. You know, so even though they might be demanding all this stuff or this freedom, they actually want you to be the one to be in charge.
Yeah.
They need support from their parent to be able to turn things around. So they, like, every child wants to be able to turn things around. The other thing is, the good news, I suppose, is yes, if there are ways that are proven by research, that's the other thing, it is proven by research to work. So there are tips and ideas. So there's a specific parenting program that will equip you with the ideas to rebuild your confidence as a parent, de-escalate the aggression in your home, keep everyone safe, and repair your relationship with the child who's been doing the damage. Parents experiencing child-to-parent violence in their home often report that everyday parenting programs or supports are not helpful.
Yeah, this has gone beyond the normal sort of parenting skills.
Yeah, so some have even gone to professionals or whatever, and they just feel it's not working.
Yeah.
This is also totally normal, as child-to-parent violence needs a different kind of approach. And the parenting approach that parents do find helpful is called the Non-Violent Resistance Program.
The Non-Violent Resistance Program.
Yeah, that's the key. Because first and foremost, it teaches you how to de-escalate your child's aggressive behaviour. That's so that you feel safe to do anything else, repair, to set limits. So it teaches you how to de-escalate.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key. The Non-Violent Resistance Parenting Program will help keep you and your family safe, give you strategies to de-escalate violence, aggression or conflict in your home, increase your confidence as a parent, give you strategies to repair your relationship with your child, set limits and boundaries that keep your child safe, and it works for all kinds of situations, including parents of children and young people experiencing mental health difficulties, learning difficulties, or experience of domestic violence or separation. And that's the key, because I often have parents talk to me and say, well, my child is on a wait list to see CAMHS, or my child is autistic. And they put down that the child to parent violence may be happening for those reasons. And I suppose, regardless of that, the non-violence
programme will
work.
Will work, yeah. So I think the fact that it de-escalates the violence is great. But I think giving the parents back their confidence as a parent, that's a very, very important bit. Because when this happens in the home, I would imagine that you lose all confidence in your ability as a parent.
Yeah, it can be really disarming, you know. And again, guilt and shame can consume you. Telling other people that your child tells you what to do, or you feel intimidated or afraid of your child, is really difficult to open up about and talk to another adult about. So
now, where would you seek support?
So, yes. So, Parentline nationally, you can pick up the phone to Parentline. They have volunteers that are specifically trained in the Non-Violent Resistance Parenting Programme and can offer you guidance over the phone. Their number is 01-873-3500. The other thing that I love about the Parentline is that they are open in the evenings. So definitely check out Google Parentline and you'll see their opening times. They're opening in the evenings as well. And often it can be in the evenings when these things might kick off. Then locally, here in Youghal, Barnardo's Youghal Family Support Project offers one-to-one parenting support and are trained in the Non-Violent Resistance Parent Programme. So Val in the Barnardo's Youghal Family Support Project can absolutely support, is Non-Violent Resistance Programme trained and can offer support. Youghal Family, us in Youghal Family Resource, parents can pop into our drop-in clinic for advice, signposting, any Tuesday morning. We have no appointment necessary. And if there is enough interest, we can run the Non-Violent Resistance Parent Programme in a group setting. So me.
That's excellent, yeah.
Because I'm trained in the Non-Violent Resistance Parent Programme. If you're listening in or reading this from other areas within East Cork, contact Middleton, Carrigtwohill or Cove Family Resource Centres for more information and support in your area. But what you're asking for is the Non-Violent Resistance Parent Programme. I can honestly say I have done this program with parents and families. And when I first meet them, they feel really hopeless. They think there is no way that this is going to change. And to watch those families turn things around and to have a time where they're enjoying being in each other's company, where the parent and their parent and young person or child's relationship is repaired, it's absolutely beautiful to see. So I can stand over that I've seen positive change with families when parents have been given this as a skill. And everything I've mentioned to you, like the supports I'm talking about, they're all free. So it's not going to cost a parent to reach out and get the support they need. But a normal parenting program just isn't going to do it, isn't going to cut it and give you the results that you need. It is a specific approach. Help is out there. It really does work.
How long would the Non-Violent Resistance Parenting Program last?
So how often would they be doing it? Well, it's that is as unique as the group.
Right.
If it's in a group, like it'd be a minimum of 10 sessions.
Yeah, so it's a long, but I mean it's worth it.
Well, it's 10 sessions, that's 10 weeks like out of your life. And parents who attend the programme see results kind of after, positive results after week 3-4.
Yeah, and so, as I say, it's 10 weeks, you know, to turn your life around, really.
Yeah, because unfortunately with these things, it can escalate. So your child might be very verbally abusive towards you now. It could escalate. So it's good to nip it in the bud And as I say, we definitely, we'd be open to the y'all. I would definitely be open to running a group here on y'all. But you can have one to one support with Val in the Y'all Family Support Project. And you can just pop into my drop-in clinic any Tuesday morning. As I say, we have experience of helping families in these situations, as you will be met with kindness and a non-judgmental approach. And just don't be afraid to like pick up the phone, or call into us, whatever's more comfortable for you. But the best thing to do is get the ball rolling.
Okay, and if people want to give you a ring and talk about it, Shirley?
Yeah, they can. My number is 086-047-1060.
Okay, that's, and they can pop in on the Tuesday morning as
well.
Yeah, they don't need to. Look, as I say, a very, very tough subject. I think you handled it brilliantly, to tell you nothing but the truth. And thanks a million for that.
No problem at all. If it helps anyone, just don't be afraid to pick up the phone.
Lovely. Thank you, Shirley.